doesn't matter. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the 17th of June. 2019, we are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Now listen, we have got a lot going on today's show, and I'd love to think that you could stay here the whole time, but I know you have to probably eat or shower, go to the bathroom at the very least. I don't know, maybe you can really hang out for 4 hours, that'd be impressive. But if not, make sure you go to joeandalexshow.com, that's where we put everything up on the show. We also put a lot on our social media. It's Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And heck, we'd love it if you're part of the show too. You can call in right now. I don't care. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. If you're not good at spelling, neither was I. That's 833-563-2539. Let's go around the room. I want to go around and get to check in with everybody, see who's on the show, and see how they're doing. Let's start out with Alex Clark this morning. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good morning. I had a pretty okay weekend.
Oh, that doesn't sound too good.
It was all right, but I did watch all of season one of True Detective. I started with season three, so I've already finished that, which I know is a little backwards. And then everyone says season two is terrible, so I didn't watch that, and I watched season one.
And you know, your thoughts?
I just feel like that show, it never gets good for me until the last two episodes. Like, in both the seasons I've watched that are supposedly the best, like, I just think it's kind of boring.
What? Oh, my
so
God,
everyone
Alex.
Loves True Detective, and I just am like, yeah, I don't know. That this is one of my favorite true crime shows ever. Sorry.
I'm like you. I watched season one. I never saw season two. Then Liv the Web Girl's like, well, you got to see season three. So I went and watched season three like a month ago, and I was like, this is awesome. I like the whole build-up. The tension doesn't get you?
It's okay. It's just, the tension is too slow.
Okay.
So it was all right.
All right. Well, you're the kind of girl that likes to take it fast. We all know that.
Right.
So there you go. Well, it's good to see you this morning. Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just a little tired because I drove like back and forth yesterday so I could see my dad.
Oh, yeah. The Father's Day traveling.
Yeah. So I'm a little tired from that, but it was worth it because I got to see all my nieces and nephews, and I just realized how crazy my family is. So once I left, it was kind of like a, okay.
That's probably how your parents feel too once all their kids and grandkids leave.
Oh, absolutely. There's not a doubt in my mind.
It's nice to see them, but I'm glad they're gone. Pork Chop Man, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. I think I overshared a little too much information with Liv this morning.
Ooh, yeah. Really?
Yeah,
me really concerned, and like I just have a lot of questions about it, and I just don't think he's ready like to
definitely not
hear him.
Yeah, no, maybe we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah,
okay,
maybe.
Okay.
So you're just gonna tease us? Thank you for that. I appreciate both of you now for teasing us.
Well, I confirmed it was oversharing, so I won't do that now. But anyways, my weekend was good. If you remember, on Friday I said I was working a double at the steakhouse on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, making that money.
Yeah, Saturday was okay. Sunday, yesterday was Father's Day.
Oh, so that you probably had a lot more people than normal.
I made the most money I've ever made serving in 12 years.
Yay!
That is all in 12 years?
Imagine that, because he's not working at Applebee's.
Wait a minute. To be fair, they got those dollar drinks, Alex. I get crazy with my tips.
To be fair, though, like it was close. I almost made the same, but I mean, and it was Father's Day. But anyways, my Applebee's record in one day is $293. Here yesterday, I actually made $400, but you have to tip out. So I tipped out $80 and made $320.
Good job.
Dude, life is turning around for the pork chopster.
Yes.
I like that. I don't know if that really rings calling you the pork chopster, but I do like hearing good news for you.
Oh, and I have another quick question.
Go ahead.
Is there like such a thing as like animal CPS?
Yeah, ASPCA and PETA.
Find out what
animal
it means
control.
To me.
I feel like if there is, or if my animals could talk, like I would get my animals taken away from me.
Do you really want to share this? Not that
Dude,
I want you to treat
I'd
your animals
careful.
Bad. I
no,
know, because well, somebody's going to call today.
Well, here's what happened. So I came home last night, at 10 o'clock and there was like, there was food in the dish. And then when I woke up, there was no food in the dish. And like the cat was like licking the bowl. I was like, oh, he's hungry. So like I went to feed him and I don't have food.
Oh, well, you got to get that today.
I mean, we've all been there before, dude. I'm like, dude, sorry, bro. You're going to have a really big lunch when I get home.
Yeah. Okay. So no, they're not going to get taken away from me?
I don't know.
They'll be pretty angry.
Yeah. X-Nan talking about the being a terrible animal.
If it was Joe's dogs, yeah, they'd just chew up your books.
First of all, Alex, you know, and you never admit it, it's proven by eating a book, you can do the same thing as reading it. You learn. I don't know why you downplay that fact. You know what? Not to be a bummer, but being real. For whatever reason, Alex, you were not here on Friday, but I read a letter to my dad. It was really emotional, maybe a downer for a lot of people, but I got so many messages saying, hey, thanks for doing that. Like, I haven't talked to my dad in a while. He's still alive. I'm going to reach out even though we're on bad terms. So that's cool. But something hit me on Sunday. Because I've been feeling good, like midweek, I finally, you know, I just was feeling in a good mood, and that's a good thing. Sunday hit me, I just woke up, I didn't want to get out of bed, I just felt like there was 1,000 pounds on me, and I eventually talked to my mom. I haven't talked to my mom in a while, because I don't know why, I have a lot of things to resolve with her too, and it was just like she was struggling too with Father's Day, even though my dad's been gone 11 years. I don't know why. Like, this Father's Day and when it comes to, like, the Christmas, New Year's Eve holiday is so dang hard for me. Like, I love them. I want to celebrate them. I'm not like, boo-hoo, don't celebrate these holidays. But out of nowhere, it just hit me freaking hard. So I'm feeling much better today, but, man, I didn't want to get out of bed yesterday on Sunday.
Yeah, probably a lot of people felt that way. I'm sure you're not alone.
No, but I love hearing stories like Liv and her dad and the 20 nieces and nephews. Like, that's the fun stuff. So hopefully you got to do something. But it was, you know what was nice? Is it was a tough conversation, but I had a good conversation with my mom for a while. And
good.
I think her and I both needed to talk, so I'm glad she picked up, and I'm glad I actually followed through saying, hey, I'll call you today, because I know it's a rough day for her. So that's what's going on with us. You can let us know what's going on with you. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What's up, William? How you doing, buddy?
Getting off work, third shift police officer.
For what city?
Indianapolis.
All right, man. That's awesome. So do you have a hard time sleeping during the day, like when it's light out and there's noise?
No, not really. But, you know, I've listened to the Joe and Alex Show regularly. I used to work day shift, so I would listen to it on my way to work. But now I listen to it whenever I get off work.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, man. We're so glad that you called in to say that. I hope you get some good sleep, and thanks for serving and protecting. We appreciate you.
Hey, I just got to say it's the highlight of my day whenever I get to hear you guys' show. So,
dang, dude, stop with the flattery. I can't take it anymore. Dang it, dude. Well, hey, that's so kind of you. You have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
OJ Simpson joined Twitter yesterday and kind of freaked people out with this video.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
What the hell does that mean?
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Then yesterday, he decided to deny rumors that he had fathered Khloe Kardashian with Kris Jenner. He said it was just a rumor, and it was being pushed by a man who is falsely claiming to be his manager. He said never, and I want to stress never, in any way, shape, or form, had I ever had any interest in Kris romantically, sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, and tasteless. He said, Khloe, just like all the Kardashian girls, I'm very proud of you, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter are she is not mine. Actress and comedian Tiffany Haddish has canceled her upcoming Atlanta performance because of Georgia's new restrictive abortion law. The Girls Trip star sent a statement to ticket holders on Saturday saying she cannot in good faith perform in Georgia unless they withdraw the so-called heartbeat bill. Haddish had been scheduled to perform June 22nd at the Fox Theater. The new law would ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks before many women know they are pregnant. Unless it is blocked in court, it's set to go into effect in 2020, and the ACLU has already said the group will mount a legal challenge. Jennifer Lopez doesn't really count two of her past marriages. In a YouTube video on her channel, she said, I've been married 3 times. Once was 9 months and once was 11 months, so I don't really count those. I was married to Mark for 10 years with the kids. I was very young the first 2 times I tried to get married, and I'm saying tried to get married. She's now engaged, of course, to Alex Rodriguez, and they have slowly began wedding planning.
I like that. Like, if you don't like it, it didn't happen. All right. I got a lot of stuff I've tried.
And Coldplay's Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson have split. Sources say the two ended their relationship because Dakota Johnson is not ready to have children with Martin. The two had been dating for 2 years.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Let's get into your Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah!
Yeah! All right, school's pretty much almost out for everyone, but it's still good to talk about an awesome thing a teacher can do, like this substitute teacher being praised for his act of kindness towards a fifth grade student on graduation day. The student's shoes, sucks, broke before he was about to walk across the stage to graduate from George Mason Elementary. This happened in Richmond, Virginia. The school's guidance counselor brought the students and his mother to the art teacher, hoping to find some supplies to maybe glue it or patch the shoes back together just temporarily. But they tried, and supplies did not work. That's when Mr. Lewis, he's like, I got you. He stepped up and saved the day. Mr. Lewis said, hey, what size shoe do you wear?
I wear a 10, because I'm in fifth grade, I wear a 10.
Hey, I wear a 10, bro. Take my shoes.
Jeez, that is big feet for a kid.
No kidding, right? It's like, damn, you got some big feet.
Right.
But good thing for Bigfoot because they worked. And you know what? He said, listen, I'm going to let you wear my size 10s. I just ask for one thing in return. One day, when you're in my position, I want you to do the same thing for somebody, whatever it might be. So that's my Monday motivation.
All right, so for people who work with airlines, they're often traveling around the world and kind of working weird shifts on holidays and stuff like that, right? So for Father's Day this year, British Airways wanted to make sure that some families could be together. So the airline staffed a flight from London to San Diego on Saturday with father-son and father-daughter teams. All of them work for British Airways.
Oh, that's so cool.
So the loved ones got to work alongside each other up in the air within the terminal and on the tarmac. None of the pairs had ever worked together before. One of the captains said it was a special feeling being able to share the office for the day with his daughter, Rachel. He said, for 20 years, my daughter watched me fly over the around the world, and I'm so proud that I've inspired her to do the same as cabin crew. He said, I was incredibly proud of her, and from the moment we stepped onto the plane, we weren't father and daughter, but two members of a flying crew getting ready to operate a flight.
That is so cool. Thank you, Alex. Live the Web Girl, what do you got today?
So I have these two sisters that have started basically their own business. They're 13 and 12, and their names are Armani and Amaya, and they are the founders of Manny and Maya's Fruity Tree. So they started their own business to help find a cure for sickle cell anemia.
Anemia.
Okay, so their younger sister hasn't. So seeing her go to the hospital so many times has just kind of like destroyed them, that they've like wanted to find their own sense of hope. So they have raised all of this money. They sell smoothies. They sell two types of lemonade. Mm. They sell fruit bowls. I mean, they have their own t-shirts. They are like seriously a real business now.
Do they got that spiked lemonade for the adults?
I don't know if they have spiked lemonade for the adults because they're like 12 and 13. but yeah, so they are just raising all of this money to help find a cure for their sister and for this disease, which I think is really cool.
That is good stuff. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Liv. That's your Monday motivation. You can check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Joe's Need to Know News coming in hot. A 40-year-old woman says she was boarding a Southwest Airlines flight from Louisville to Chicago on Friday when her iPhone buzzed with an airdrop request. She ignored it, by the way. She received two more lewd requests from someone. She showed them to the flight attendant. One of them, then grabbed the intercom and warned the person's account, they called it, was Mr. Baggins. They're like, Mr. Baggins, cut it out. He was sending like pictures of his junk.
Jeez,
no kidding. What a creeper. Apparently, she said, you better cut it out. The cyber flashing incident has been reported in Toronto, New York, and other cities. They're not saying it's the same person, but that people are doing the same thing. They're taking inappropriate photos and they're airdropping them to anyone. They say one way to avoid the flashing and the thing that's happening, change your airdrop settings to receive files from contacts only instead of everyone. So now I'm just the opposite. I'll take anything I can get. So I'm just like everyone. I'm just waiting for somebody to, you know, airdrop me a photo. If you were a Target on Saturday, oh boy, chances are you got held up by a glitch in the checkout line.
Yeah, so glad I was not there for this.
Do you usually shop at Target?
I do shop there once in a while, but you know, there are women that are just Target nuts.
I'm married to one. Thank you.
I'm not. I really do not go there that often.
Okay. Well, it was a 2-hour power outage. It prevented Target cashiers from scanning merchandise or processing transactions. Long lines started to form. I would have just been like, okay, I'm out of here, right?
Right.
Like, how long are you going to wait? 10 minutes?
No, I'm leaving.
Have you ever been in a store when the power went out?
Yes, I have.
Where were you at?
I was working at a Sephora inside JCPenney, and a tornado was about 20 minutes away, and so all of our power was knocked out. We were all huddling together with customers in the beds in the home department.
Well, at least they were comfy. Like, this one's just right.
It was the big Henryville tornado a couple years ago in southern Indiana.
Okay, yeah. I remember I was like in third or fourth grade. We were at Walmart. It was a big deal to go to the Walmart, and the power went out. Just randomly nice day, the power went out. But when you're inside one of those big stores, like a factory almost, it's like, crap, you can't see anything.
You got to go to the camping section and start a little fire.
Yeah, or look for the light or something. Yeah.
Right.
I went to the food aisle. I'm like, I'm getting me some free candy. Thank you very much. Now, Target's come out saying, we can confirm that this was not a data breach or security-related issue. I don't believe it. I feel like they might have got hacked. And no guest information was compromised at any time. All right, how about this? Did anybody watch golf this week and the U.S. Open happened?
I did.
Okay, live the web girl. I don't know if you saw this. I watched a little bit yesterday. Just saw Tiger Woods implode. But chaos erupted at the U.S. Open on Friday after an unmanned golf cart ran away and slammed into a group of spectators. So you're like, well, how did this happen? Well, they don't have a smart golf cart. They pretty much were one of those transportation hospitality ones. And somehow a box fell off of the seat onto the accelerator. And it took off full speed into a group of 5 people.
Ooh.
It was right near the 16th hole. And it looks like everybody's going to be okay. But, man, that's not good. That's not good at all.
No,
like, a lady got hit.
I didn't see that. I'm shocked I didn't. That's crazy.
That might have been the highlight of the golf this weekend. I don't know, but I'm glad she's okay. I don't know why anybody, if they're paying attention to the news, would still go on vacation to the Dominican Republic just because I'd be so afraid something bad would happen. A group of Jimmy Buffett fans from Oklahoma got mysteriously ill during a group trip. They went to the Dominican Republic. A travel agent who went to Punta Cana with the Jimmy Buffett fans said that 4 days into their April trip, he and other members came down with a mysterious illness. By the end of the vacation, 47 of the 114 people from Oklahoma reported becoming ill. Everyone who got sick swam up in the resort pool equipped with one of those swim-up bars where you kind of just paddle up there and sit your belly down and drink.
Yep.
Yeah, some of the parrot heads tested positive for salmonella as well.
Ooh.
There's been several unexplained deaths on the island since January. Authorities in this case say that they believe liquor from the hotel minibar could be the potential thing. So,
I just remembered something.
What'd you remember, Alex?
Guess what I saw in a Hollywood blind about this case.
No, what's a Hollywood blind if people don't know what you're talking about?
Hollywood blinds are like the underground Hollywood gossip articles that different entertainment lawyers in Hollywood anonymously post. So they get juicy scoop because they're entertainment lawyers, and then they'll post an anonymous thing about different juicy scoop.
Okay, well, now what'd you see?
So apparently there is an A-list celebrity that has a liquor brand.
Is it tied to all this?
Yes.
Oh, no.
The celebrity is mad that this big name liquor company has been out earning him. He wants his liquor brand to do better. So he supposedly, according to the Hollywood Blind, sent some people into this other liquor company's, I don't know, headquarters.
Like
whatever.
What, infiltrated it or something?
Yeah, and they put poison in the alcohol. He thought it was going to be just enough to get people sick, but now people are dying.
Okay, now I hate this because now you're giving these blind articles. I can think of so many celebrities with like tequila alone.
Exactly.
That like I'm like
so that's what the juicy scoop is. By the way, these are never wrong. It's usually just like a year later we finally find out who it was about. So it might be a while till we know.
Was it a country singer?
It doesn't say.
Was it an act? Oh, okay.
It just says that it says a celebrity that has a popular liquor brand is mad that this other popular liquor brand has been outselling him. So he sent people into their headquarters to poison their drinks.
But there's no way they
have
can get
been
through.
Sold, which is the brand that is being sold at these resorts where people are ending up dead. So don't tell me I never told you anything interesting on this show.
All right, well, I want a confirmation if this actually happened. Save this audio, pork chop, okay? Save this audio. We'll take it to court with us. And finally, you know, we don't really care where you worship or who you worship, but don't come into my house and turn my water on. I'm not cool with that. There's a water worshiper. He's reportedly entering Oklahoma homes. A man is accused of entering a couple's home and leaving their water running, and the homeowners say he's allegedly done this more than a decade.
Ooh.
Mario Williams said he was at work Friday morning when his surveillance camera alerted him there was a stranger at the front door. Listen to this.
The cops paint him as being harmless. I don't know if I'm ready to say that just yet. She was in her office, and she heard the outdoor faucet running. So while I'm on the phone with her, I can hear her yelling at him to get out the garage or she's going to call the cops. She said that he looked at her, held up two twigs, and then blew her two kisses, and walked off.
Now, they say this man might have some mental issues, and that could be possible, but it's still scary when somebody comes into your house. I don't care what you got going on. Like, I feel scared for my life, you know? So, but just two twigs. There you go. So that's the water worshiper. Be aware of that, especially during the summertime when you don't want those high water bills. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all these stories online at joeandalexshow.com. You can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Maybe you want to guess something that might be on this list, or if you want to add to it, you're more than welcome to do so. The list that we're talking about this morning is tasks that nobody does anymore. A lot of it has to do because of, well, technology. There's no need to. You can do it an easier, simpler way. For example, does anybody actually memorize a phone number? I don't even know my wife's phone number. I don't know Lindsay's. I know it's like 616 because we're from like Grand Rapids, Michigan, but that's all I know.
I know my mom and my dad's, and that is it. But only because they've had the same cell phone number since when you had to memorize phone numbers. So that's why I know it. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it.
I know my old home phone, but that is like because I've known it my whole life as a kid. I haven't used it in years and years and years, but I still remember it.
I know our phone number, 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, what is that without spelling it?
No clue.
Okay. No clue.
I want to hear you take a guess.
Yeah, go ahead. What is 833-JOE-ALEX without actually spelling it out?
I know there's a 5 in there somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
531 or something.
563.
Ooh, you know what? We're going to stop. She might give out somebody else's phone number. It's 833-563-2539. Okay. What about this one? Using a phone book to find out a company to maybe do some work around your house. That is not even needed. You got your phone.
Google.
Googly it. Selling your car like in your front yard, like putting a sign on it. Sure, you can still do that.
Yeah.
But people don't really do that. You put everything online.
You have to do that if you want to be your white trash king, though.
Well, what do you mean?
Like the white trash king of wherever you live, they like have things for sale in their front yard. Like you have to do that in order to keep that title.
I feel like the white trash king, because that would be me included, I feel like they've moved on and they now put things on Craigslist with really good descriptions or trades. Yeah, like, hey, we'll trade for a pack of Mountain Dew.
Facebook Marketplace.
And some Wintergreen Skull.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
I mean, not saying you're not up on your stuff, but
good point.
Seem to be slipping over here. Let's see. How about this? Figuring out math in your head. I never do that.
I've never done that.
I use my... Even in school, I'm like, let me use my calculator.
No, I use my fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see you do your math real quick. Alex.
Like, if you say 9 minus 4, I do not know what that is
5.
Unless I do my hands.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I am horrible at math. I swear to God, like, I have, like, a third grade level of math. Like, I don't even know how to do long division or long multiplication or whatever. Multiplication.
Can you guys tell time by the hands on a clock? I just saw, a Jimmy Kimmel bit with this.
No.
How bad it was. You can't?
Like, it takes me a really long time.
No, I can do that.
I remember being in elementary school. Did you have, like, the big yellow clock? It was like the practice clock where you learn that one.
Here's the thing. People don't buy those types of clocks anymore in your home, so your kids aren't learning on them because you have everything is digital. Your phone, your iPad, and then like the stove and the microwave. People don't have alarm clocks, and they don't have real clocks in the living room.
Hey, Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You wanted to comment on something we already talked about, and that has to do with phone numbers. Do you memorize them, or are you kind of struggle like the rest of us?
I know everyone in my family's phone number. I guess it's because before we had to memorize them, or when we had to memorize them, I know my mom, my aunt, my grandma's, my boyfriend's number. I guess just I'm scared of being stuck somewhere and I don't have my phone.
I want
to be able to call.
Do you remember, Kristen, your ex's phone numbers too? Like, do you memorize those? Are you able to clear those from your mind?
I'm really good at the memorizing small numbers and stuff like that. So I've always not had a problem. If someone gives me a number and I don't write it down, I can still remember it later.
Wow, that's impressive.
Because there's 10 digits. Is there a way that you break it down? How do you do it like quickly, or how do you learn that?
I'll usually say it to myself a couple of times, and then I'll usually try to think of, like, if there's a certain, if there's numbers that I know, like, oh, that's my birthday numbers, or, oh, that's, it's this month of the year or something. If there's any kind of little trick to remember, I'll use that.
My dad is so weird with this.
Thanks, Kristen.
My dad has memorized every single phone number he's ever had.
Wow.
I do not know how he does this, but he'll know, like, his home phone number from when he was a kid. If I say, Dad, like, what's the phone number for the house that you and Mom lived at in 1990? He'll tell me. What was the number for your work in 1994? He'll tell me. Like, it's insane. He never forgets.
All right, some other things here. These are a task that nobody does anymore. Make a photo album. You really don't. Like, I don't even have a photo album of our wedding. We need to get something like that made. We still have all the photos. I feel like back in the day, wasn't it cool? You'd go get them printed out like 4x6, and you'd put them in there, and you'd have all your memories. And who really, who does it anymore?
Nobody.
Speaking of things, remember when, like, we could download music and make mix like CDs? You could burn like a mixtape.
Yeah. No, you just make a playlist for somebody now and send it to them on Spotify.
It's so different. Did you guys ever, I remember my parents did this and I was a little too young, but call a movie theater to find out what times the movies were playing. Like, please can we go tonight? Please can we go tonight?
I never remember doing that.
Oh, I did that.
Liv the Web Girl is like probably the youngest on the show, but you never did that? Your parents never did that?
The only reason why I know that was even a thing was because there was a Seinfeld episode about it. But even when, like, the Seinfeld episode, I was like, no one actually did that. Yeah. And, like, my parents were like, no, that was like a real thing.
Yep.
These are kind of similar. Watch things live as they happen. Like, you don't have to unless you want to. And then back in the day, like, you know, record your favorite programs. Like, I remember recording things on VHS. Like, I thought that was so cool before TiVo or anything.
We did that.
We are so spoiled.
We, like, recorded over all of our, like, home videos to, like, record Disney Channel movies.
Hey, it's Olivia's first birthday. You know what? I want to watch the Bambi movie. And a final couple of things right here. Looking up the spelling of a word in the dictionary, I just type it out and I know it's wrong. And usually I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Exactly.
It'll, like, autocorrect. That's why I'm so stupid. Then also using a phone booth to make a phone call. I know a few times in my life I did, but I guarantee, like, Liv, have you ever used a phone booth?
Never in my life.
I haven't either.
That's why, like, Maroon 5 payphone, that song will not stand the test of time. Sorry, Adam Levine, just ain't gonna happen. And finally, carry cash. I have cash on me, but it's only because I have to go deposit it. Like, I never carry cash anywhere I go. Back in the day, probably everybody had a lot of cash on them, at least some.
Yeah, well, it depends on your profession, I think.
If I have cash on me, then I spend it like it's Monopoly money. Like, I don't think it's real money. Like, I'm so, like, more likely to spend it on stupid things. I'm like, oh, this isn't real.
I'm just the opposite of you. Like, with my debit card, I'm like, swipe, 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 swipe. Oh. I don't even think about it.
Cash. That's what I do. I always play that game. I just close my eyes. I never check my bank account, and I just swipe and hope it works.
It's like, is there money left? No, absolutely not. We are less than 20 minutes away from giving you your Monday fix of Murder Monday. Alex, can you give us a little preview of what's coming up?
Yeah, we're talking about one of the largest mass shootings in U.S. history and how one woman and her parents were in the middle of it.
All right, cool. That's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you can relate to this, or maybe you fall somewhere in the middle, I guess, of being a background friend. This was on Twitter over the weekend, and this is what the person said. They said, quote, I think I'm a background friend. I don't fit in with any particular group of friends. They all are closer with each other, and I sometimes link on, but I'm permanent with no one. I think about all these people constantly, but I don't think I cross their minds that often. All right, I know I'm the Debbie Downer on the show because I talk about going through therapy and yada, 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 but I truly relate to that my whole life. I was the person in, like, high school. I had friends, but nobody was, like, a best friend. I was friends with the cool kids. I was friends with, like, the losers and the nerds, like, whatever you want to say. I was friends with everybody, but I don't think I had a spot where I necessarily fit in, and I don't know if that would necessarily make me a background friend, but I kind of feel that way. Maybe that's my own insecurities. I don't know, or maybe that's everybody's own insecurities, but 833-JOE-ALEX, after hearing what that person describes himself as a background friend, does anybody else relate to that?
I think every single person on the planet relates to it in the way that all of us have a friend group, whether that's at work, your friend group at school, your friend group, whatever, from your childhood, where you end up feeling that way. Like, I definitely have a few groups or a few people in my life that I am a lot closer to, and then in other groups, I'm, like, for sure the background friend. It just depends.
What a background, like, because, like, for example, for me, and it's just because, for example, I move. Like, everywhere else I've been after time, I've made friends. For this time right now where I'm at. I've been in the same location for a little bit, and I just feel like I've got acquaintances, I got good people, but I don't feel like that's my best friend. Like, you would always see us hanging out or doing stuff. Like, does your situation count, Alex, if you have other groups of people that you're good friends with? Or do you have to have it with everybody that you're just background friends with? Because you do have some close friends. I know you do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's a hard question. I guess...
I have, like, where I'm from, like, I have friends, but I don't see them. I have a friend that's in California, and I see him every couple of years, maybe at the holiday, if that. So, but I don't feel, like, really close to him like I used to when we were in middle school and high school.
I mean, on average, I would say I'm probably not the background friend. It's just... in the minority of the time, I have a few groups. Like, I can think of a few groups in my life where I'm like, yeah, for sure, I'm the odd one out. Like, I'm the one that's invited as a tag along. Like, that's, you know, what it is.
Did you remember to invite Alex?
Exactly.
Crap.
But then I have other friend groups where I feel like I'm kind of the ringleader of. Like, I'm the one that gets everyone together and I kind of make the decisions and I'm kind of bossing everybody around.
Would this be one of those groups?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I take a phone call? No. Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. Live the web, girl. I could be wrong, but just me assuming things, I feel like you really would not be a background friend. You seem like to be the, I don't know if the word life of the party, but you're so friendly and bubbly. I feel like you'd be friends with everyone.
Yeah. I'm not like a background friend, but there is one group that me and my friend, my best friend, Brooke, we're both background friends in this group because it's like a group of friends from college with the college we did not go to. And we somehow like finagled our way into their group of friends. But we love being the background friend because whenever there's an event going on or we're all together, they all have so much drama.
That's
and we
true.
Just get to sit back, relax, and enjoy ourselves and watch the drama unfold. And it's so entertaining. And so we love being the background friends in that group.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
My name is Tatum.
Do you feel like you're a background friend, or what do you think?
Absolutely. All my friends from high school, they still pretty much
hang
out.
Hey, do me a favor. Right now you're doing a background phone. Talk right into your phone like you're making out with it. No tongue, though.
Okay. I absolutely feel like background friend. Most of my high school friends still hang out and talk, but... we talk maybe on a monthly basis, and that's about it. We don't really hang out anymore, and I absolutely feel like the background friend.
Do you feel like back in the day, I'm just thinking this right now, and I'm asking you, Tatum, and I'm asking everybody, Alex and Liv, do you feel like maybe background friends didn't exist back in the day, but now with technology, we're not in contact like we used to be, so everybody kind of becomes a background friend, right?
No, I think that they've always existed.
I think they've existed since, like, friend groups have ever been a thing.
Caveman
yeah,
times.
I don't think phones or social media have anything to do with it.
Tatum, please tell me you disagree.
I do disagree.
Yes.
Social media and texting and all that things has really diluted friendship because you don't really get to make that bond in person, and it's always just a screen. So I do agree with Joe.
Well, all right, well, hey, you're our friend, not a backup friend. You're a Joe and Alex Show friend, like right up at the top. Thanks, Tatum, for the call. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm waiting to see if this person's... Nope, pork chop hung up on him. We're not going to go to that person, but we will take this online. If you want to join in the conversation on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, maybe we could put a poll up or something like that. If anybody thinks they're an actual background friend or not, I'm wondering how many people might be. Then I can go kind of pick from them and be like, aha, we could be friends. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift is about to debut a music video this morning for her new single, You Need to Calm Down, on GMA at 8:15 Eastern Time.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it.
And fans are accusing her of exploiting gay culture for making money. In the video, the Pride-themed anthem reportedly positively references pro-gay organization GLAAD and then slams anti-LGBTQ sentiment. While there has been an influx in donations to GLAAD since the single's release, other fans are saying she has jumped the Pride bandwagon and is using it to be relevant. She's going to have a ton of celebrity cameos appearing in her new video for You Need to Calm Down. According to her, 19 celebrities will be in the video. Some of those are Ellen DeGeneres, Ryan Reynolds, Laverne Cox, Dexter Mayfield, Ciara, RuPaul, Jonathan Van Ness, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Justin Makita, Bobby Burke, Tan France, Billy Porter, Adam Lambert, Todrick Hall, Hailey Kiyoko, and Hannah Hart.
No pork chop?
No pork chop.
Well, guess what, Taylor
she missed
Swift?
Out.
You're dead to me.
Former NAACP spokesperson Rachel Dolezal, who's white and was called out for identifying herself as a black woman, has now announced on Pride Month that she is bisexual. Rachel Dolezal took to her social media to share, "My first kiss was with a girl when I was 18. I am bisexual. Just because I have been married briefly to a man or have had children by male partners does not mean I'm not bi. Just because I'm bi doesn't mean I'm confused. Just because I'm bi doesn't mean I'm almost gay." The former Spokane, Washington NAACP leader was most recently in the news for a welfare fraud case after being accused of taking more than $8,000 in government money between August of 2015 and December 2017 while not reporting almost $83,000 in income during that time period, including from the sale of her memoir In Full Color. She settled that case in April, agreeing to pay restitution and to do community service.
Is there anything else that she can identify as?
Yeah, this is somebody who is so deeply, just hates herself so deeply and who she really is, that she wants to identify or become anyone besides her actual self. She wants to say she's black when she's white. She wants to say she's bi, gay, whatever, when she's not. Like, this is, she is just obsessed with claiming to be a victim because she thinks there is power in being a victim
for
some reason.
But she might be. She might be bisexual. I mean, we don't know what her true feelings are for that. We know she's not black.
I think her credibility has long been shot on anything she claims to be.
I'll give you that. It's kind of like crying wolf, but, you know, crying whatever.
And at a Comic-Con in Munich, actress Lena, is it Lita, Hedy or Hedy from Game of Thrones?
You know, I should know these kind of things, but I don't. But
I look to you guys as the Game of Thrones expert, because I don't watch
it. Can I be honest? Maybe Liv the Web Girl knows. We'll have her jump in. I'm kind of a bandwagon. Like, I love Game of Thrones, but I don't even know, like, half the houses and stuff.
Oh, I know a lot of stuff.
Then what is it? Lena, Hedy or Hedy?
Yeah,
she plays Cersei.
Oh, I don't know her actress name.
Well, then don't act like you're down if you're not down
with
the Game
of Thrones. Well, this lady offered her thoughts on season 8 of Game of Thrones. She first revealed that in season 7, she actually filmed a miscarriage scene for Cersei that got cut. And then the writers decided to go a different route for the pregnancy storyline.
And we shot a scene that never made it into season 7, which was where I lose the baby. And it was a really kind of moment for Cersei, and it never made it in, and I kind of loved doing that because I thought it would have served her differently.
And Chris Brown and Amika Harris are expecting their first child together. This will be Chris Brown's second child. He already has a 5-year-old daughter named Royalty. And sources say that Amika and him are no longer together, but she is pregnant. In less than an hour, we'll talk about the strange thing Adam Sandler's wife yelled when she saw him kissing Jennifer Aniston.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Murder Monday is brought to you by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Lower your heating bills with a professional insulation installation by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Visit CAMSroofing.com to schedule your free estimate.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, the reason we do Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Call them, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what are we covering today for Murder Monday?
The Luby's Massacre. It is a beautiful fall day in October of 1991 in Killeen, Texas. Susanna Hupp has just finished up with a patient at the chiropractor's office she works at. And her mom and dad walk in after being at the golf course all day and ask if she wants to grab some lunch with them at the local Luby's Diner. It's packed with people, about 160 to be exact, which is more than usual. And it is so hard to find a place to sit that Susanna and her parents end up picking a table in the back by the wall. There are giant plate glass windows facing the street with brick columns in between. And all of a sudden, the diners hear tires squealing in the parking lot. A blue Ford truck is speeding right towards the giant plate glass windows of the diner. The driver of the truck has eyes that are so evil and so horrifying looking that one customer later described them as fried eggs. They were white with almost no pupils. The truck blasts through the floor-to-ceiling window. It drives right over the table that Susanna and her parents normally sit at. At first, Susanna thinks the man crashed into the window by accident. People are knocked over and injured, screaming. The truck comes to a stop once it's completely inside the restaurant. You can see photos on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It crashed with such force that even once it's completely stopped, the truck is still bouncing on its shock absorbers. All of a sudden, the man's arm pops out of the truck holding a 9mm Glock. The man looks at a cashier standing in front of him and shoots her twice in the chest with such force that she flies backwards. The man uses his other hand to open the door to the truck and gets out. As fast as he could go, the man just starts firing at people standing in the service line one by one. People are yelling and screaming, "I've been hit! I'm hurt!" People start pushing their tables over and ducking behind them. The customers are now getting into survival mode. Susanna and her dad are two of the people who decide to flip their table over and get behind it, with their mother hiding behind them up against the wall. Susanna is expecting the gunman to say something like, "This is a robbery." But instead, she just keeps hearing gunshots. Susanna realizes that this guy is simply walking around shooting people. The truck is blocking the middle of the restaurant, and the entrance is right by the truck. There is no way to get out without being shot. The only exit is through the back of the restaurant, but that door is locked, so people cannot get out anyways. The only real possibility is to run out through the hole in the window where the truck crashed in, but then diners risk being shot in the back.
I watched him come around the front of the truck. We were on the passenger side of the truck. He would take aim, pull the trigger. Then he'd walk to the next person and he would take aim and pull the trigger. And that's when I thought, I've got this guy. I've got him. I used to carry a gun in my purse, and at that time in the state of Texas, it was illegal. So I reached for my purse on the ground next to me and realized that about 3 months earlier, I had made the stupidest decision of my life. My gun was 100 yards away out in my car because I did what most normal people would do. You think, oh, what are the odds of my needing it in the middle of the day in a crowded restaurant? So here was this guy with his guns, with complete control over the restaurant, and I had no way of going against him. I remember looking at my purse and thinking, what do I do now? Throw my purse at him?
So when a semi-automatic runs out of bullets, the breech will come back and stay back. So when it comes back, a retired colonel in the restaurant yells, "His gun is empty!" And the gunman turns and looks at the colonel, making eye contact. His face is tight and drawn. His eyes are huge white saucers. And then he pulls out another gun. He fires at the colonel and another man and puts another clip into the other gun that is empty. From that point on, the gunman has two guns as he's shooting at people at random inside the restaurant. He begins a clockwise motion, shooting people at random. He's yelling at the women in particular, though, calling them vipers and bitches, saying, "Look what the women of this county have done to me. I'm going to make you all pay, and I'll kill you all." A man comes out from hiding under one of the tables and sits up on his knees. As the gunman turns and sees him, he shoots him in the chest and he falls backwards. Susanna and her parents are still hiding behind their table. And Susanna realizes that this deranged man's only goal is to kill as many people as possible. She thinks, what could possibly be so wrong in this guy's life? How could he be so screwed up to be doing something like this? Susanna's father, who's on the floor next to her, says, "I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here." Susanna grabs him by the shirt collar and she says, "But you can't go at him. He's going to kill you." But when he sees what he thinks is an opportunity, her dad runs at the gunman. The gunman turns, sees Susanna's father, and shoots him in the chest. As this is happening, there's a young woman and a child. The child is 3 or 4 years old, just screaming, and the gunman is yelling, "Shut that kid up or I'll kill him. Shut that kid up or I'll kill him." He finally tells the young mom, "Get your kid and get out of here." And at first, the mom doesn't trust him, so she stands there paralyzed with fear, holding her screaming son. He yells it a second time, and she runs out with her kid to safety. Well, that woman's mom is also with them. And when her mom stands up to run out with them, the gunman shoots and kills her. Will Susanna and her mom make it out of the Luby's massacre alive? Find out next as Murder Monday continues on The Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on The Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We are continuing Murder Monday today, the Luby's Massacre, and the photos, Alex, are up now on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Crime scene photos, photos of the gunman, photos of Susanna Hupp. It is October 1991 at a Luby's restaurant in Killeen, Texas. Susanna is eating with her parents for lunch when a blue Ford truck comes barreling into the restaurant through the glass windows. The man steps out of the truck and starts shooting people, one of them being Susanna's father, who bravely tried to tackle him. Over a dozen people have been executed at this point. He starts reaching under the cafe tables where people are hiding, grabs them by their hair, and screams, "Tell me, was it worth it?" and shoots them in the head. After Susanna's dad tried unsuccessfully to tackle the gunman, her and her mom stay hiding. Where they are, the gunman and his truck are blocking them from escaping. Susanna hears a window way in the back of the restaurant being broken, and at first, she thinks it's another gunman crashing his car into the restaurant. But then Susanna notices people getting out that way. One man had thrown his own body through the window to create an escape route. Susanna peeks up across the top of her upturned table, and when she thinks there's a chance for escape, she grabs her mom and says, "Come on, come on, we gotta run and we gotta get out of here."
I thought for sure he's gonna see what I'm doing and he's gonna turn around and he's gonna shoot me in the back. And I just, waiting, every time I heard the gunshot, waiting to feel it was dreadful.
As they're running, the gunman straddles a man who's lying on the floor. He has one foot on either side of him, and he had shot him earlier in the arm. So the man is on his stomach, playing dead, hoping the gunman doesn't kill him. The gunman takes his gun and puts it right to the back of his head. And as he pulls the trigger, the man named Kirby hears an explosion that is so loud it's deafening.
When I heard the explosion, I thought I was dead. I started looking for the lighted tunnel, my grandmother, you know, Jesus, an angel, something, and nobody was there. And this is when I realized, and I literally said it to myself, I said, "The jerk missed me." And I pulled my head up and I could see a tear in the carpet right by my finger. I remember hearing the police yell at him, "It's the police, drop your weapon and give up." Only thing I can think of was that he turned to look, and when he did, he pulled his hand and shot and tore the carpet next to me. So as you can see, thank God he missed the second shot.
Wow, how lucky is that?
Really lucky. Susanna and her mom are running towards the back window to escape, and the gunman shoots towards Susanna, but hits a woman close to her. She gets to the broken window, crawls through it, loses her shoe, kicks off her other shoe so she can sprint, and she turns to say something to her mom, and that's when she realizes her mom is not next to her.
It hadn't occurred to me at the time when I was running out the building, but my parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary 2 weeks prior to this event. Mom wasn't going anywhere without Dad. I had no idea where my mother was. I had no idea where the gunman was. I was scared at that point. And one of my patients was a police officer out by his car. He had helped to set up a perimeter. And he made a hand signal to me, telling me to stay back.
three policemen enter the cafe and start a gunfight with the man inside. The gunman is shooting at the police, and they shoot him in the forearm. He drops one pistol and runs towards the bathrooms, but he can't get in because customers are holding the doors closed. So he hides behind a partial wall in between the bathrooms and keeps shouting and shooting at police. There are bodies everywhere. One of the policemen takes position behind a flimsy three-layer serving cart and is yelling, "Give up! Drop your weapons! Come out!" And the gunman yells, "No! I'm gonna kill more people." But the gunman finally runs out of bullets and puts the gun to his temple and he kills himself. Susanna goes back inside with the police, and that's when she sees that her mom had run to her dad, put her head down, and the gunman had pulled the trigger. The gunman was George Hinard, and he killed 23 people that day at the Luby's Diner and wounded 20 more. It was the largest shooting in U.S. history at the time in 1991. Susanna Hupp ended up in the Texas House of Representatives for 10 years. She became a leading advocate of an individual's right to carry a concealed weapon and also wrote a book called From Luby's to the Legislator, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control. Her concealed weapons bill was signed by then-Governor George W. Bush. And there are crime scene photos on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, pictures of Susanna, the gunman, and that blue Ford truck right there inside the Luby's restaurant. If you've never been to a Luby's, it kind of reminds me of like a Golden Corral type of situation.
Okay.
So that's kind of the vibe. And it's very 90s looking in there, you can see. So go see those. Hopefully I won't get them taken down by Instagram.
Yeah, that always seems to happen on a Murder Monday. Thank you so much, Alex. That's at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know, why did you get kicked out of a place? I'm not saying you're necessarily banned forever, but why did they say, hey, you got to get the heck out of here? Maybe they give you a little assistance with a little push or a kick. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Somebody on the Joe and Alex Show, I'll just say their name, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What the heck did you do, dude? Are you shaming us? Are you shaming the Joe and Alex Show name?
Listen, I did not mean it. Well, actually, I said I was from a competing station, so I did not shame Joe and Alex's name.
That's good. Then that's half the battle. There you go.
Yeah, if any of us get in trouble with the law, can we just make that a rule? We always say that we're with a different radio station.
I like that. We each have a little code for a station. Okay, so what happened that led to you dropping another morning show's name? Why'd you get kicked out?
So I was juiced up. I'm going to this bar. It's a really popular bar in Houston, and I jump over this fence because, you know, like, it's just a fence. I'm like, why would this matter if I'm jumping over the fence? Well, I jump over the fence and I run in the restaurant. I'm hyped up. And the dude is like, hey, you can't jump over that fence. And he like runs over to me and he's trying to push me out. And I'm like, okay, bro, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know that the fence was an issue. So, yeah, I got escorted out by security.
That's a big no-no. Jeez. I had that happen a month or two ago with a local officer. I was just trying to, I ran into some listeners like, Joe, I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, hey, come hang out. So they were on the patio area, like the fenced area, and they let me in. Cop grabs me by the shoulder, says, what the heck are you doing? I'm like, going to talk to them. Like, they're listeners. He's like, well, go in line and go that way. And I even pulled up my ID. I'm like, sir, I'm 33. I'm an old man. I shouldn't even be out this late. My wife's worried, probably. I didn't say all that, but he's like, I don't give a dang. Go, yeah. Go get in line.
They don't ever care.
They don't. And I was like, I get why people, when there's like Lenny Breeze of the world, that's top fences. I didn't hop a fence. I could barely walk through a fence. How am I going to hop over one?
Right.
But dude, yeah, you realize why they stopped you, right? Like, they weren't being jerks. That's totally normal.
No, I feel like, dude, I was like super nice about leaving the restaurant. They should have let me back in. I mean, I was just being a dummy. I was just having fun jumping the fence.
Did you try to go back in? What happened then? Because they pulled you out. Then what?
I tried to go back in, and they're like, hey, Joe, this guy, he's not coming in. He jumped over the fence.
They talk really funny at this place you're going to, by the way. They sound like they're Muppets. So they said, no, don't let that guy in. He tried to jump the fence?
Yeah.
I don't blame them, like, though, because when you do that, they just assume you're going to be trouble the rest of the night.
Well, I was super nice about leaving, so I feel like they should have at least been like, okay, he was cool, he was a nice guy after I told him he couldn't jump the fence.
All right, but what did you do after they wouldn't let you in the second time?
So after that, I was like, be sure you listen to this radio station in the morning because I'm going to talk about you.
Did you really say that?
Oh, my God. Lenny, you didn't say the Joe and Alex show, right?
No, of course not.
Okay. You said the other radio station.
All right, good. I hope that you should have been like, I'm blah, blah, blah. Give them another name. All right, man. So has that happened before? Is that your first time, Lenny?
I've gotten kicked out of a couple places, but I don't know if I can talk about some of the stuff.
I'm sure taking your shirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, my shirt's always off.
Exactly. He's like, what do you mean no shirt, no shoes, no service? I'm Lenny Bree. All right, Lenny, thanks for embarrassing the show. Well, usually it's somebody else, but we're glad that you can step up and take control of that. We got Candy on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Candy, what happened with you?
So I was flying from New York on the United Airlines, and I was talking over phone, and that lady told me to shut my phone off. We are still at the gate, and I said, okay, I'll shut my phone off. But then she was really mean to me. At the end, she said, if you don't keep your phone down, I'm going to take the plane to the gate. And I said, okay, well, then take it. So she actually took the plane to the gate, and they asked me to leave the flight for real.
Oh, man, they called your bluff.
You know what? You are very, very lucky that you didn't get dragged off that plane because United likes to drag their passengers off.
What do you mean lucky? She should have been pulled off. She would have got some money out of the deal.
Well, that's true.
Yes,
you would have won some money.
Actually, I got the money out of the deal, so they put me out of the flight, and I was it was a really unfair situation. So the guy who was arranging everything on that flight, he understood my situation, and he actually gave me the voucher worth of $500, and then he gave me the place to stay at night, and he also gave me the meal voucher, so it was kind of a stay.
But Candy,
yeah,
Candy, I want to be on your side, but to be fair, were you like, yeah, we're about to, our plane's going to take off. Yeah, I know there's other people here, but I'm going to talk really loud on my phone. I hope they give us like an in-flight snack. Were you talking really loud on your phone?
No, I was not, and I mean, the flight was still at the gate, and she just because I say no to her, and she just wanted to prove her point, so she just created the situation that because of me, they are not going to depart the flight, and I have to get out of the flight. I said, oh, well, okay, I'll get out of the flight. What do I do now?
Dang, Candy, look at you being a badass, saying I do what I want. Whatever, flight attendant lady. This Pasha is on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what'd you want to say, Pasha?
Yes, I got kicked out of Kilroy.
How do you get kicked out of a place like that?
Well, my best friend was very loud, and I had to go to the restroom. And so she was like, okay, let's go. And so she was like, what's taking so long? So there was, like, people that worked there that was in the bathroom. And she was like, what's taking so long? Are you throwing up in there? And I'm like, no. I was like, I'm just trying to get out of here. And she so she was so loud. So by the time I got to my chair, they said, you have to go.
Really?
Like, you're too messed up to be here.
What? Like, really?
Did you at least get to have a breadstick?
No.
Oh, what a terrible night.
That's a shame.
Wow, I'm sad for you. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show at 833-JOE-ALEX. I don't know if we learned anything, but I think, Lenny, you need to keep yourself in check, okay, buddy? I don't want you doing anything where you're getting kicked out anymore. And at least you did the right thing and you blamed another morning show. I'm very proud of you for doing that
one. Yeah, that was the good thing about it.
Or at the very least, be like, fine, well, a producer Pork Chop will never come here again. That's how it's going to be? Then that's how it's going to be. All right, we're about to talk about Liv the Web Girl and her man, Jewel Daddy. If you don't know, he likes to vape, so we got a little song for him.
Vape for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store, tell them get me a jewel.
All right, that doesn't sound healthy. Liv the Web Girl, you and Jewel Daddy had something happen. Now, is this the first time that happened?
Yeah, the first time it's ever happened.
And you think this is like a really big deal? Is that right?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really cute.
All right, what's really, really, really cute and a big deal in your guys' relationship?
So for the very first time, we got mail that was addressed to both of us.
Aww.
Which I thought was so cute. That's never happened before. And I think that's like a big deal.
It's very cute, and it is a big deal.
Wait a minute. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, I actually remember having this conversation when I during my last relationship on the air, and Joe said the same thing. Like, he made fun of me. It is absolutely a big deal when you first get mail addressed to both of you, because that's when people acknowledge you as, like, you're here to stay. Like, you are a part of the family, and that means a lot to be thought of like you are a partner to that person. Like, you guys are a package deal. And when other people in their life start to acknowledge that, I think that it's normal for that to feel really good.
833 Joe Alex. Does anybody actually think that this is a big deal? This is a milestone. 833-563-2539. Now, what was this big thing, Liv? Not to poo-poo you and Jewel Daddy's special moment, but what was it for? What were you invited to?
Bill collectors.
We were invited to his friend's wedding.
Ooh.
And, like, I have met this girl once, and I'm going to meet her again this weekend. We're going to be staying at her place and her fiance's place in Chicago this weekend. But so it's like, I really don't know her that well at all. But it's like, she still recognizes us so much as, like, a couple. And, like, I'm assuming, like, if she didn't like me, then she would include me on the invitation. But because she likes me so much, she's even included me on the invitation.
I think she just was too cheap to actually find out, like, where you live and actually send another envelope out.
So what the standard is, she would not invite me separately. What the standard is would to be, like, Mr. Colton Castle plus guest. So he would just get a guest, like a plus one, like a date. They would never send me an invitation because I'm just someone's plus one.
It's more legit to have your name on there.
Thank you.
So does this make your relationship even better than before? Like, I just don't get how you, Liv, or you, Alex, say that this is a big deal.
It is. And I'll say, too, that Colton, my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, he saved the envelope. Like, he was opening up his mail and doing his bills, and he saved it until I got to his house later that evening to be like, oh, look, like, I figured you'd want to see this.
See, that makes it even more special when a guy is the one who thinks to save a movie ticket stub or a concert ticket or a receipt from a restaurant or whatever. Like, those types of things are so cute. I've loved when I've dated a guy and all of a sudden I see him going through his wallet and I see, like, a receipt or a ticket stub in there from something I know that we did together. That's
this
real cute.
This is the cheesiest thing, and I'm not trying to make fun of you, but this sounds so cheesy. Does anybody actually think that? I mean, I'm glad you guys are happy. It sounds like I'm not, but that's really sweet. But it's just a freaking letter with your name on it.
This is the type of stuff girls really like and appreciate. If you would do something as stupid, in your opinion, as keeping a receipt or ticket stub, I bet your wife would be a happy camper.
Well, she's a hoarder. Of course she would.
And here's the thing, too, is my boyfriend is not a words of affection kind of guy. He's not a big words guy, okay? He doesn't, like,
express
a lot of emotion. Yeah. So when he does that, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cute.
Liv,
that's, like, literally the only way I know.
Liv, card with name for you. I give you card with name.
See, and Porkchop really does get mail addressed to him and his boyfriend, but it really is a bill collector.
Yeah.
I joke, but that's really the sad story of someone on the show.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's like, oh, we've been getting that for a long time. I mean, at least 5 years back, that's been happening in our relationship. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Monday. Twitter and Instagram, you can follow us at Joe and Alex Show. On there, you'll find myself, Joe, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. How are you guys all doing? You doing good this morning?
Doing good.
Woo, woo.
All right, Pork Chop, silent but deadly, just like his farts. That's what we like. Now, Alex, you seem to be one of the best sleepers on the show. At least you seem to be rested. Everybody else seems to struggle at times, but you found something about sleeping. What is this?
Yeah, that was because I started an addiction to Ambien. That's the only
jealous.
Reason. Told you guys to do that a long time ago.
My doctor's like, no, I can't subscribe you everything.
Yeah, there was a study conducted on the sleeping preferences of over 2,000 Americans, and they kind of said that depending on what side of the bed you sleep on, that is closely correlated to your personality traits. So it says a lot about your personality depending on the side of the bed. So
okay.
So I am going to discuss, like, if you sleep on this side, this is what you're like, and you guys tell me if it's true.
And is this, like, as if we're looking straight at the bed? Like, the right side would be on the right and, like, the left would be on the left?
No,
or
this is probably us, like, when we're laying down.
Yeah, when you're laying down.
Laying down face up or face down, though?
Face up. Okay. So, if you sleep on the left side, who on the show is on the left side?
You mean like the left side of your or the left
no,
side of the bed?
No, the left side of the bed. So when you're laying down and you're looking up at the ceiling.
Everyone has a side of the bed.
Are you
that
on
they
the
like.
Left side or the right side?
Ooh, I'm so confused by this. My brain's
I'm on the
about
right.
To explode.
I'm on the left.
I'm on the right.
I'm on the left. I assume I'm on the left.
All right. So
like when you enter the bedroom, Lindsay's the closest to the door. I'm farthest away.
All right. So. Good. So if you sleep on the left side, you're likely more left-brained, which means you're more imaginative and creative.
No.
It also says that people who sleep on the left side of the bed prefer prefer oldies music, drama flicks, and beer, and they often lean more left politically. Okay, so
get that little left
thing. Who on the show said they're on the left side?
I feel like I am. If I'm looking at the bed, I'm on the left side.
I sleep on the right.
Okay, what
I'm
about you, Liv?
I'm normally on. See, here's my problem. I sleep like in the middle. I'm on a different side.
So
like
depends.
Every. Yeah.
She's a flip-flopper. All right. Well, if you
of
sleep
course.
On the right side, which I sleep on the right side, it says you're probably more right-brained, meaning you're more analytical and logical. You may enjoy rock music, action movies, and wine, and you likely fall towards the right side of the political spectrum. So I am definitely a more left-brained person. I'm way more like artistic, creative. Like that's how my brain works. So I would say only half of this is true for me. I do like wine. I hate action movies. So I don't know if this is super accurate because yours were not super accurate either, Joe, right?
No, well, some of them. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm in the middle. I'm conservative. I'm liberal. I'm everything. But I do kind of sleep on that side. I do like beer. I really like beer, but I also like a good old gin and tonic.
So, and they talked about like why people sleep on certain sides of the bed. I guess 40% of people select the side of the bed that's easiest for them to get in and out of. And I was like, well, that's for sure, Joe. I guarantee.
No, no. See, but it's not though, because mine, like, it's a little like cramped little spot right here.
Why do you like that? Why do you have Lindsay, your wife, sleeping next to the door so that if somebody breaks in a home invasion, she's the first one to be attacked?
Well, hello, when I hear, ah! It gives me a few seconds to prepare myself. I don't want to be the first one there under attack. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Help! You know, Lord knows my dog's running and patting. I'm like, oh, you're going to kill my family? Okay, let me give you a lick.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Taylor Swift music video for You Need to Calm Down just came out, and she's got Katy Perry in it. I'm so mad. I'm so angry.
Oh,
everything
you can't
she's doing
it.
Is pissing me off. This song sucks. Me is not my
whoa,
favorite.
Whoa, 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 whoa! This song is good.
It's
what
not
do you mean
good.
This sucks?
The lyrics are so juvenile. It
I
just,
agree.
I know. I don't understand why
it's a great
she's turning
anthem.
30 this year. Why is she writing songs like this? Like they just—they're not lyrically like complex, and that's what we love about Taylor. Like I like, you know, when I heard Blank Space for the first time, I remember the feeling of just my mind being blown. At how smart those lyrics were and just clever, and I never heard anything like it. The two songs that she's come out with from the Lover album so far, I've heard things like it before. I'm bored. I'm pissed. And now she's got Traitor Katy Perry. Ah! Anyway.
You sound really bitter this
morning.
I am
bitter.
For real.
I am always bitter. That's Alex Bitter Clark, okay? Anyway, Adam Sandler, this is more of a funny story. This will lighten things up. Adam Sandler talked about how Jennifer Aniston teased him with text messages about how they had to do a kissing scene in their new Netflix movie, Murder Mystery.
She loves it.
You couldn't
she
wait.
Sends me texts, 9 days to kissing. Here it comes.
Now, get ready.
Let's go.
Yeah. I did have him learn to oil the beard up a little bit.
Yeah, she wanted me to have that a nice,
condition.
Soft beard.
Yeah.
And then when we kiss, it's the only awkward part is hearing my wife on the side go, harder, kiss her harder, deeper.
That was awkward.
And during her appearance at Bonnaroo, which is a big music festival in Manchester, Tennessee, Cardi B told her audience, I just want to let y'all know that my outfit ripped just a few songs into her set. She was wearing a bathrobe, and I guess it ripped. She pressed through for a couple minutes, then disappeared from the stage. And so after she was time-filling a sing-along of Old Town Road, she came back in this bathrobe. She said, we're going to keep it moving, baby. We're going to keep it sexy. I don't know how in this blanking robe, but we're going to do it. She is funny. I like that she just goes with the flow. Honestly, she doesn't need to worry about fancy outfits and costume changes. Like, people like her to just be in a bathrobe.
Well,
she's weird.
She's so bloated from her plastic surgery, nothing's fitting.
That must be
like
it.
Like those leg photos, you've seen those, right? Or her feet?
Yeah, God. She's had some issues.
No doubt.
Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson have finally confirmed that they are a couple. The model posted a video of the two making out on Instagram on Friday. The caption read, hashtag pride, followed by rainbow hearts and heart-eyed emojis. The Pretty Little Liars actress commented under the post with three hearts herself. The couple was first spotted kissing at the airport in London last August, but they never confirmed that they were dating until now. And I love this. Julia Roberts described how Richard Gere's character in Pretty Woman was originally supposed to toss her out of the car, throw the money on top of her, and just drive away, leaving her in some dirty alley. But it all ended up changing when Disney bought the rights.
This small movie company folded over the weekend, and by Monday I didn't have a job. So the script, there was one producer that stayed with the script, and then it went to Disney. And I thought, went to Disney? Are they going to animate it? Like, how does this become a Disney movie? And then when Gary Marshall came on, and I think because he's a great human being, he met me just because I had once had the job, and he felt it would only be fair to at least meet me since I had this job for 3 days and then lost it. And they changed the whole thing, and it really became more something that is in my wheelhouse than what it originally was.
Coming up in less than an hour, an alleged killer created a Twitter account over the weekend.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. This is something we haven't got a chance to talk to yet, but I think it's very interesting, and I'm wondering where you might fall on this. 833-563-2539. Nevada bans employers from refusing to hire those who fail marijuana tests. I know a lot of friends. Now, I don't smoke weed, but I don't care if people do or not. I don't want you to get high and drive, just like I wouldn't want you to get drunk and, you know, get behind the wheel. But if you want to do it on your own, I don't care. I don't think you should, like, get high before you go to work. Just like I don't think you should get drunk before you go to work. I don't care what you say.
Well, you know, there's so many people that like to wake and bake.
Yeah, for sure. And that's cool as long as, like, you're not waking and baking and then going to do some, like, hey, I got to go do surgery today. I'm like, well, I don't know about that, bro. I don't want you to be too relaxed. 833-JOE-ALEX. My question is, do you agree with this? Nevada bans employers from refusing to hire those who fail marijuana tests. Because in the past, you failed the test. All right, you're out of here. Now they can't deny you for the fact that you failed the drug test.
This is a certain company or anywhere that you could work possibly in Nevada.
It's
a statewide thing?
It says right here, starting in 2020, Nevada employees can refuse to hire a job applicant for failing a marijuana screening test. So that's making it the first time to pass. It's a state law. So it's the entire state. Like, no company can do that.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree with you, Joe. I think that there are certain lines of work I would not be okay with this.
If you are a pothead, you can be anonymous if you want, or if you're a stoner, whatever. 833-JOE-ALEX. Do you think that that should happen in other states too? Do you think that that should be how it is? Or do you disagree? Do you think, no, people that smoke weed, they are definitely not as qualified, or they can't execute their job at their full potential, even if they're not stoned at the time?
If you are under any mind-altering substance, I would say that you are not capable of doing your job to the best of your ability, including marijuana. And I would say that, people that are in the medical profession or people that are using heavy equipment, like driving machinery and stuff, no way, dude. Like, not okay with that.
What about me? I have mind-altering medicine every day for my anxiety. I know it's different than drinking or weed or anything else, but is that not a mind-altering substance?
It's a good point to bring up.
I mean, I'm not trying to get fired here. I mean, I love working here on the Joe and Alex Show, but 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Alyssa. Hey, Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Hi, I'm actually a mom of two, and I didn't even get a job until after I started using, to be honest. And I think it's the people who haven't smoked and haven't even known about it who think it's so bad. I mean, we're programmed to believe it's such a bad thing, you know, from day one, and it really isn't.
Now, do you mind sharing, like, what kind of line you work, not where you work at, but what do you do? Like, for a living, what's your line of work?
Absolutely. Right now, I'm a server, and it's honestly the first job I've ever had, but I'm killing it. I mean, I'm making, like, $300 a day.
What? Well, hold on. Can you hire Porkchop? Because he needs to make that kind of money.
I mean...
DM him.
Yeah. He is Joe and Alex Show. Tables.
Okay, okay. And by the way, if you're listening at Porch House Establishment, he doesn't even have caffeine, so you're good. All right, well, so do you feel like any other job, though? I guess we're like heavy equipment, because your job's important, but if you drop the food on somebody, you're probably not going
to
kill them.
If you
know
are
I mean?
Signed up to have brain surgery, are you okay with your surgeon being under the influence of marijuana?
Honestly, absolutely not. I'm going to be honest. It really does make you, and it really is kind of hard to function. I'm not going to be honest. Like, I lose a lot of stuff. I can't hold on to anything.
Hey, where's my order? Alyssa's like, I don't know. I'll be right back. No, thank you for calling, and I appreciate that, Alyssa.
Yeah, that's when you get the surgeons that are dropping their scissors or whatever inside your stomach and sewing
you
up.
Is that what happened?
Probably.
Oh, that's where the sutures and everything went. Okay. Hey, Carly, listening on the new 92.1 radio now in Houston, you're also a waiter. What do you think?
I have so many regular customers. I get complimented all the time, and I literally would credit that because I smoke before I go to work.
So you're high at work then? You're functioning at work high?
Oh, completely. Completely. And I have ADD, ADHD, and when I smoke before I go to work, it just like gets me in the zone and I can concentrate on all the little things that I'm doing instead of my mind just going crazy.
Do you think the Joe and Alex Show would sound better if we smoked before we started?
Definitely.
Not a chance. Let me tell you why. We wake up so early that we are so tired during the show anyway, that if we were to smoke and be even more tired, we would talk so slow.
But the show would go by so much quicker, though. Like, we would never run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, but they would be boring because we'd just be stoned. So we'd be like, dude, think about, like, a square and a circle, like, how different they are. Like, that's the kind of stuff we would talk about, and you guys would be so bored.
So, like, what do you think Taylor Swift means with her lyrical concept on this new album? I don't know, Alex. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, let's say hi to Morgan. Morgan, what did you want to say?
Hi. So I don't know if you guys have mentioned it already, but when I read about it the other day, I think it mentioned something about banning it for people that operate like heavy machinery or police officers or things of like that nature that affect the public.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that aspect. But then I really like the whole law, because what if you go to Colorado and decide to smoke and come back and get drug tested and you're screwed? So there's so many states now that have it legal that it's hard to enjoy yourself and come back and worry about having to get fired because of something you did in a state where it's legal.
That's true.
Now, Morgan, do you partake?
I do.
All right. So you can see where it makes sense a little bit, but also...
What do you do for a living?
I do cybersecurity.
Okay, wow. That's interesting. Like, I mean, is this for, like, the country? Like, you're helping keep us safe from terrorists or a local organization or what?
I don't really know, but it's for a big company, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Okay, now here's my question. If they knew, Morgan, do you think you'd be in trouble? They're not.
I hope not.
Yeah, but they're not 100% okay with it out in the open. All right, hey, thank you, Morgan, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Anonymous, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, I just got to say, like, this smoking before work, it's your medicine. You know, this is your medicine. You have to regulate it yourself right now. You know, just like what a doctor would regulate how much Ambien or how much regular medicine that you would take before you go to work.
Have you taken your medicine this morning?
I have, actually.
Yeah, we can tell.
So do you think, do you have a job?
Oh, yeah, of course I have a job.
I'm not assuming. I'm just saying, like, okay, with your job, does that mean then that... Why are you guys laughing?
It's not rude.
It's not rude. Maybe he's like, no, maybe I'm unemployed right now. I don't know. If you have a job, do you feel like it makes you better or doesn't impact your, like, does it make you worse at your job or no difference at all?
There's no difference at all because I smoke at least an hour or two before work. And after all the heavy effects have already passed, I'm able to be okay at work.
Okay. You know?
Just like when people take their medicine, they get that funny feeling like, oh, I can't move or walk for like 4 hours. So, and then I'm functioning after 4 hours, you know, just like regular medicine.
I love it. I love it. Anonymous, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show.
See, if that's a preview of what we would sound like, there's no way. There's no way that would be.
I don't know. I kind of want to do one show where under the influence
you did.
Of something.
You did. Joe took an edible. Joe took an edible like a year and a half ago, the day before. And he had never done one before, so he ended up still high when he came in for work and was doing the show. I didn't notice, but Joe said he was not working on all cylinders at all.
It was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
I would not be able to function one bit.
I don't know how I talked that whole show. I don't. I thought like I do it on Sunday afternoon. I honestly still think it's lingering. A year and a half later, I'm still feeling the effects of it. Hey, thank you for all of your calls. You can take this online. Why don't we put this up on Facebook, see what people think about this. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9, or in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Alex, when you get McDonald's, do you go into the location or do you like drive through?
Well, I usually try to avoid going inside any fast food restaurants. I love to eat in my car.
Okay.
So I usually do that.
Then that's good for you because this could happen if you were in there getting your nugs. You'd have to be in Detroit. A woman in a wheelchair was at a McDonald's in Detroit Thursday night is when this went down. She got upset. Listen, her food, according to her, was taking too long. I mean, we've all been there, right?
For sure. Like, I usually call ahead to McDonald's because I want fresh fries and fresh nuggets, like, so I call ahead.
Excuse me, is it ready? Okay, thank you. I'm on my way.
I'm that bougie girl.
All right, well, let's see if you're this bougie broad right here, because she went insane. She got tired of waiting, so she whipped it out. What did she whip out? How about a taser?
Oh.
And she fired it at an employee. Brrr.
Yeah, that's not going to get your stuff any quicker, let me tell you.
No, fortunately, she's old and frail, and she missed the employee, but the prongs hit the wall right beside the person.
Wow.
Cops say the woman could be charged with aggravated assault. I love old people just don't give a damn.
Yep, you're right.
Like, listen, I came here for a McChicken, and it better be ready.
You got to get stuff done. They've waited their whole lives, and now they want stuff. Let's go.
Grandma Gun Wild, that's your dummy of the day right here on the Joe and Alex Show. All right, time to get political here on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Are you a conservative or are you a liberal? Oh, wait, that's not what we're doing. Okay, then what are we doing? Everybody's looking at me weird.
The Democrat presidential contender Pete Buttigieg told Axios on HBO in an interview, "We've probably had excellent presidents who were gay. We just didn't know which ones." Now, of course, Pete Buttigieg would be the first openly gay nominee of either party. He is a gay man. He is a partner and all this. And so he was asked, like, if you were to win the nomination, of course, they're going to say, well, you're gay, you know, blah, blah, blah. How will you respond? And he was like, well, I just want to lead this country and people are just going to elect the person who will make the best president. And he said, I would imagine that we have had excellent presidents who were gay and just didn't know. And he said, I mean, statistically, it's almost certain. And so HBO asked, in your recent reading of history, do you believe you know who they were? And Pete Buttigieg said, my gaydar even doesn't work that well in the present, let alone retroactively, but one can only assume that's the case. So I thought it would be funny.
He wouldn't go on record and throw a name down.
No, of course not, because he's full of crap, but it's still funny to have the discussion. Okay, if someone had been president and they were gay, who do you guys think it would have been with all of our former presidents? I was thinking...
Well, I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
21st president, Chester Arthur.
Just because of his name, or?
Well, Chester's an interesting name for sure, but I mean,
he's got the major sideburns.
The facial hairstyle, just to me, I don't know. I could be wrong. This is all speculation. Allegedly, if you're part of the Arthur family, don't come at me.
Somebody tweeted us and said Benjamin Franklin. Honey, Benjamin Franklin was never a president.
Aww. Yeah, but he's a dead president. No, we know he's not. He's just on the $100 bill.
No, he is not a president. Lenny, our technical producer in Houston, says John Adams.
Well, why do you think, Lenny, on the new 92.1 Radio Now, why do you think it would be John Adams, President John Adams?
No offense to the John Adams fans out there, but he looks like those sugar daddy types. His middle name is
the John Adams fans out there. Like, there's a whole fan base on Twitter. Like, you got the Swifties, you got the Katy Cats, you got the Adamsers.
And they're the Quincys, because his middle name was Quincy. Well, the middle name Quincy.
There was two John Adams, though.
Was there? Wait, presidents?
John Quincy Adams.
I would say
Adams,
modern presidents.
Oh, which one? Hold on, real quick. The second or the second president, John Adams, or are you talking about John Quincy Adams?
I'm talking John Adams. John Quincy Adams.
So that's
dad.
The second president.
Okay. Number two after Washington.
I would say if I had to go through the most recent presidents and I had to pick one, I would say George W. Bush would be the gayest to me.
No way.
Yeah, if I had to choose. I don't think he's gay, but if I had to choose.
Rest in peace, JFK.
No, see, he's not, because he was like he was a known womanizer with Marilyn Monroe and all the people that he was cheating with.
What Liv said.
I don't know what Liv is saying.
Yeah, you got to turn your microphone on.
Maybe he was overcompensating.
Maybe.
No, is this counting bisexual or just straight up gay? Like, hey, you're just faking that you like another person.
No,
but
Pete Buttigieg specifically said gay. He didn't say anything else on the spectrum.
What about Nixon?
Is he?
Nixon, I was one person that came to mind for me.
If he's so sure, do you think he's had a relation with a past president?
Could, maybe. Yeah, he maybe. Who knows?
All right, hold on. Okay. By judging by the hat, is this president right there? I have a photo I'm showing everybody.
Oh, the hat for sure.
Don't
very
say who it is.
Very fashionable.
I feel like who got stuck in the tub? Was that Taft?
Yeah.
I just feel like he might have been. He's a little sassy.
He's
look at that mustache.
A man that takes baths. Is that what you're trying to say? A man that takes baths must be gay?
No, I'm not saying must. These are all
Do
hypotheticals.
Do you take baths?
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. I love, I don't know if you would call this numerology, but I love when certain numbers line up and they make something cool like this. There was a baby born June 12th at 6:12 a.m. weighing 6 pounds and 12 ounces.
Creepy.
Do we get the 6:12, 6:12, 6:12? Do you think this is like a devil baby? I mean, it's not 666.
I will never forget June 6th. 2006. Everyone freaking out about that day.
Oh, yeah, 666. Like, I'm going to get married on that day.
Yeah, and I think that's the day that like the new Omen came out and all that. It was real creepy.
A baby, like I said, was born on June 12th at 6:12 a.m., and it's pretty amazing because it weighed 6 pounds, 12 ounces. The newborn was 21 inches long, and both mom and baby are happy and healthy. All right, well, if the baby's not 6 feet, 12 inches, I'm not interested. What would that be, 7 feet anyways? So this baby really isn't that interesting. I mean, come on, baby. Make yourself impressive. Do something useful. Well, that is what you call a Monday edition of the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. You can check everything out online, joeandalexshow.com or radionowindy.com. And a lot of the stories we have on the website, we also have on our Instagram, so you can swipe up and see them at Joe and Alex Show. If you don't already, go give us a follow. Alex, what do you got going on today for your Monday? It might be a little rainy out there.
I'm looking forward to watching the Big Little Lies episode from last night.
Ooh, okay. What about you, Live the Web Girl? What's going on?
I start my brand new job today at Cycle Bar in Traders Point, so I am absolutely thrilled.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
How many days a week are you working there?
I'm working 3 days a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. And Pork Chop, what do you got going on?
I do not have anything going on for the rest of today, and that's good because after this jam-packed weekend of serving I did, I need the night off.
So wait, Liv, you usually do the kids club daycare job on Monday nights, so are you doing both?
Yes.
Oh,
so
man.
I get off at Cycle Bar at 3, and then I'll have like a 2-hour break, and then I go in at LA Fitness at 5.
Are you going to be able to handle these jobs now and this show?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it before, so I can do it again. And it's less hours than I was ever working before, so I'm not working as many.
That's good.
So, yeah, I need the extra cash.
I got to hang out here for a little bit longer. Somebody's about to roll up to my house and clean it. I feel so, like, I just feel weird having people do stuff for me.
Well,
but
you're not going to stay in there while they're cleaning, right? You're going to go out and do something?
Well, they're going to be cleaning from 10 to 11 or something like that. We hired a person to clean like twice a month, like every other week. They
Good.
Come on by and do a basic thing. I feel so weird about that, though.
Why?
I don't
it's
know.
It's fantastic. It's like life-changing.
I just feel, I don't know, I feel like I'm an elitist or something. I don't know, Alex. I have a weird time having people do other stuff for me besides, like, normal, like, you know, I wouldn't, like, put a brand new pipe in the ground, for example. I just feel really awkward about it.
No, it's great.
Okay, well, I hope it is. Hey, man, if I can miss the toilet and not get in trouble for it because somebody else can clean it up, cha-ching.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
Yeah, that's Lindsay's biggest complaint. And you know what's funny? She's like, we need to clean the house up. The person's coming. I'm like, Lindsay, say that again. We need to clean the house up. Somebody's coming to clean the house. No.
Well, you don't want your dirty, I will say this, you don't want like dirty underwear lying around.
Yeah, she actually told me that because, not to give you too many details, but usually I'll get in bed, I'll throw the underwear off because I like it nice and cool and breezy.
Yeah, don't do that for the poor lady.
She's like, please, God, we don't pay her enough money for that. So yeah. But the lady said I could come home early if I'm done, but I'm like, I don't know about that.
No, go get lunch or do something like and let her
again,
be there alone.
But then again, I've seen videos before where the guy comes home, like, oh, I'm just cleaning up your house, Mr. Pesh. And bow, chicken, wow, wow.
Wait a minute. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Where are your dogs?
They're in their cages. We're going to cage them up for that.
Okay. So good. They probably eat her.
Yeah, they might, depending. I don't know how good she tastes.
They'll still eat her, even though they're in the cage, dude.
They'll find a way.
They're going to be like, who are you?
Do you have a guest pass? What are you doing in the house?
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, we can't do any of this unless we get the heck out of here and say goodbye. So, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.